It's that time here on the radio in Spain where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are we today, Bill?
Hi, Howard. Very well indeed. Thank you. I hope you're well too.
Indeed. Now, when you moved to Spain, it's a bit of an adventure for many people, I think. And you've been advising expatriates who live here for more years than you probably care to remember. But let's have a look at the various aspects that expatriates need to look when they're having this exciting journey in Spain. So as we say, once upon a time, what are the key aspects people need to consider when they're still in the UK and planning to move to Spain? And how early should they start their financial planning for Spain?
Oh, I think if you have made a decision to move to the wonderful environment that Spain offers, particularly in retirement, I think the earlier you start, the better. You can't really start too early. I mean, I know that some people know 5 or 10 years before their retirement that they're going to end up living somewhere in Spain. And the fact is the longer you have to plan and prepare for that move, the less likely you are to suffer any of the financial consequences of getting it wrong, either from an investment perspective, but more importantly, from a taxation perspective as well. And the more planning time you have, the less likely you are to be the victim of financial consequences. I mean, obviously, you know, tax and other rather boring financial issues are probably quite low down in the initial considerations that a person makes when they're thinking of living in Spain. Obviously, they're going to have travelled to Spain, one would expect, in the past. They'll have a rough idea of the kind of general area they want to live in. They might know precisely where they'd like to live, but then it's a question of, you know, finding the right property and remembering that at age 65, when you're very fit and healthy, buying a house that has a long climb to the top of the hill, for example, may not be the best place to live in 10 years' time. You need to bear in mind when you're making a plan, and you know, making a plan by definition means thinking into the future and making sure you've taken into consideration the elements that may very well arise. It's a very easy proposition to buy into a property in Spain. It is not an easiest proposition to sell out of that property. And a lot of people make the mistake of buying an inappropriate property at the outset because they're fit, healthy, and it suits all of their circumstances. But subsequently find 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, that they need to make a move. It's better to consider all those things at the outset to avoid an unnecessary move. So I think your property and its location is a first and primary requirement. But then it's about setting up all of your other financial issues, your pension plan, your ISA, your individual savings account, which might have accumulated to a huge value, your portfolio investments, your life insurance policies, your various pensions over your lifetime. All of those things, if you're getting to retirement, you've been experiencing over the whole of your life. And most of the people that we meet initially within our offices come to us with very sensible, very solid investment and tax planning choices having been made over the 65 years of their life, for example. But the truth is, of course, is that once you arrive in Spain, you've arrived in a foreign country with a wholly different tax regime. You are now an international resident living in a country that spends a currency other than sterling. And you need to start to consider how you're going to position all of those things that will affect the rest of your life to make sure that you are solid, stable, and you're paying all the taxes that are due unto Caesar, but not one euro cent more than is absolutely necessary.
Yeah. So I suppose when people have arrived here, Bill, tax planning should be high on that list of priorities you're talking about. And do you find that many people need to restructure their capital and assets if they want to be tax efficient in Spain?
Yes, I think that's probably for most people, unless they've spent 10 years changing the way they deal with things in the expectation of coming to Spain, then I think you're right. There is an absolute need, as soon as you arrive, to make sure that you've positioned your financial affairs in a tax planning format, which means that you have removed your assets, your income, any capital gains you might make, the way in which you expect your estate to pass on in the future, that you've made arrangements to make sure that that isn't going to be punished by taxation unnecessarily because you don't understand the local rules. And it is true that for most people, they do need to do some restructuring. You look for someone who's retiring at age 65, for example, who has accumulated wealth during their lifetime. They may have sold a business. They may have, sold their property in the UK. They've got a huge amount of sterling assets to deal with. And yet they're moving into a country where they're spending a different currency. They're spending the euro, and the currency exchange rate fluctuations alone. When you consider the euro has fluctuated at its best, if I can put it that way, from 1.68 to the pound to down to 1.10 to the pound, that kind of fluctuation in value can make you very much richer or very much poorer in a very short space of time. So restructuring the way you hold assets is to reflect the fact that you're now living in a country with a different currency and with different tax rules, so that if you've got, for example, individual savings account, whilst that's tax-free in the UK, that is highly taxed in Spain. You need to reposition that to the Spanish equivalent. Now, the Spanish equivalent actually is much more beneficial, because unlike in the UK, the restrictions on input into an individual savings account, the alternative in Spain, a personal portfolio bond, it might be called, you can put an unlimited amount into there and have massive tax benefits, to the extent to which you need pay no tax at all if you don't withdraw funds from the amount that you have invested. So, it's talking to the experts, and Blevins Franks, having been in Spain for over 40 years, are surely the experts. But we are regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority. All of the staff that work in advising clients are qualified by examination, and 40 years of reputation is stacked up when you go to see them. So you're getting the benefit of all of that experience and skill set, just simply to make sure that you don't make an error at the outset.
Yeah. Also, at the outset, Bill, you have to consider estate planning when you arrive in Spain early.
Mm. Estate taxes in Spain, depending on who you're going to pass your wealth to, the distance of their relationship to you and the amount of wealth that the recipient already has as a multiplier to the basic rate of tax that's payable, and can increase the rates of tax up to over 80%. So if that isn't evidence enough that you need to do some planning, I don't know what is. And I think we'd say, Howard, in these brief discussions, that estate taxes are, in a sense, a voluntary tax. And that sounds rather facetious. But what I mean by that is that they are perfectly and readily capable of being planned for, and of huge mitigation, such that if you don't plan to avoid estate taxes, then you're effectively volunteering to pay it. So, having been giving advice to individuals, in particular in retirement in Spain, for over 40 years about how they can position their affairs to avoid the worst implications of estate taxes. And I mean estate taxes in Spain, but also the possibility that if you are still a domicile of the UK, you may also have a tax liability to inheritance tax in the UK. And the one rather unfortunate element of that is that the double tax treaty between Spain and the UK does not cover inheritance tax and Spanish succession tax. So there is this risk that you're liable for tax on the same assets in both jurisdictions, and then there's a long, huge argument for your beneficiaries to work out with the revenue authorities where you and your estate eventually ends up paying the tax. So planning for it is an absolutely essential requirement if you decided to live in Spain for the remainder of your life.
Indeed. Well, many people move to Spain to enjoy their retirement years. Is it important then to review their pension fund options?
Oh, I think it's essential. I think of all the things that I think you should consider, perhaps even before estate planning, because obviously you won't be planning to fall off your perch anytime soon, but you may be planning to enjoy your pension pretty soon. And we've spoken at length in the past, Howard, about qualifying recognised overseas pension schemes. These are pension schemes set up overseas outside of the UK in the Blevins Frank context, with substantial staffing and representation in Malta within the European Union. Blevins Franks offers the opportunity for you to transfer your existing pension fund or funds, a collection of them, into a QROPS, Qualified Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme. And in doing so, you free up the whole of your pension assets and bring about a massive increase in the level of flexibility, currency planning, investment planning, all sorts of benefits once you have decided that this is the right route for you. Now, there is no one size fits all a Curops arrangement may not be suitable to you for a variety of different reasons, or it may be the best thing since sliced bread. The most important thing to do is to remember that the Financial Conduct Authority in the UK has given plenty of warnings about the scams that are going on via Curops and the sort of pension freedom that now exists. Don't fall victim to that. Blevins Franks, with 40 years of experience, have become trusted and recognised pensions advisors. Our pension specialists are all qualified by examination. If you have a pension fund or you're thinking of optimising its benefits in the environment of Spain where you now live, you should talk to Blevins Franks in the first place.
Yeah. And what do you think about people reviewing their investments once they've come to live in Spain, Bill?
I've been in trouble for what I'm about to say more than once in the past. Most of the clients who come to us, I think I've already said, come to us with very solid, very sensible investment choices that they've made throughout their lives. You can't honestly criticise them. The choices they made were absolutely correct, more or less, at that point in time when they made that decision. But, of course, what they've done now is they've made another decision, and that is to relocate to a foreign country, to Spain. And they therefore need to look back at what they've got. Generally speaking, clients come to us massively overweighted in UK sterling investments, UK sterling pension fund, UK sterling ISAs, UK sterling everything. And the simple fact is that you need to start to remember that you've become an international resident. And as such, a whole raft of new tax planning and of new investment opportunities have opened up for you. And to diversify your investment holdings across a range of currencies, especially to make sure that if you're going to be spending euros, you've got adequate euros to meet your spending requirements for the foreseeable future. You should always be matching, as far as you can, your assets, your investment, if you like, your pension fund, if you like, with your liabilities, and if you're living in Spain, the euro for however long you plan to be in Spain. So taking advice on the balance and the mix of the currencies is something else that Blevins Franks has become acknowledged for. Mm.
Finally, Bill, with your experience, do you find that many clients return to the UK at some point? And if they decide to do that, how can you help them prepare for that?
I think there are a significant number of people who do return to the UK for a whole raft of proper reasons, ill health, changes in their family back in the UK, illness in the children, grandchildren being born, and the incidence of women who are widowed whilst living in Spain of returning to the UK is exceptionally high. So when Blevins Franks are planning your affairs for the future, they will be asking you what your long-term plans are. Would Mrs. Brown go back if Mr. Brown died prematurely? Well, the answer is we need to build those kind of what-ifs into the answer and question and answer process, and then build in a solution that means that if the eventuality is that you do go back to the UK, that when you return to the UK, you take with you some significant tax benefits simply because you've been a non-resident, you've set your affairs up carefully and properly in accordance with the law, but you can then go back to the UK and frankly be pretty well set up to avoid UK taxation to a significant extent that without you having been a non-resident might not have been possible. So if you are thinking of going back to the UK, like when you're planning to go and live in a foreign country, you should be talking to someone like Blevins Franks at the earliest moment before you make the decision to physically move, because that there are issues here that take time to put right, and it's better the longer you have, the more likely you are to be the beneficiary of some decent tax planning, both in Spain and when you return to the UK.
Thank you. Finally, Bill, how can people get in touch with you?
I think the best point of access, Howard, is the website, www.blevinsfranks.com. You'll find there a complete list of all the offices throughout Europe. You'll even find the identity of the people working in and from those offices. They're backed up by a huge team of people. There are interesting articles on the website. There are some of these brief discussions on the radio on the website. Go check it out and find out what you can about the business. And remember, having been doing what we do for 40 years, we probably are a very worthwhile first point of reference.
Thank you very much, Bill. Interesting as always. We'll chat again in Spain at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.